Classic Business. Retirement.
The Sanlam Benchmark survey reveals that most South Africans only start caring about retiring between the ages of 40 and 50. And it's far from surprising. We are bad at projecting out into the future. Perhaps not surprisingly then too, the data shows that just 5 to 6% of employed South Africans can maintain their standard of living once they retire. Varesh Maharaj, an actuary at Sanlam Corporate, joins us now to talk about how we can try and move the needle on this. Varesh, good evening.
Hi, good evening, Michael.
6% number really hasn't changed in about 20 odd years. What new novel ways does the industry have, or are you trying to get people to change their behavior and to start approaching their planning a lot earlier on? I mean, the magic of compound annual growth is really the key to ensuring you have enough at retirement.
Well, Michael, I think it's a complex issue, but I think it doesn't have to be rocket science. In our view, one of the key factors where people let themselves down is when they change jobs and they don't preserve their retirement savings at that point or transfer those savings through to their new employer's retirement fund. The majority of South African employees tend to withdraw their savings in cash and bear the tax consequences of doing so. What's quite surprising is that almost 50% of the members that we polled indicated that they were not aware that there was a tax impact, and about the same proportion indicated that they were not aware of the impact of that decision on their retirement outcomes. Now, to your question on what's being done, we believe that the default regulations that were implemented in March this year are actually having a material impact on those decisions. In our experience, and this is based on our empirical data from our own retirement benefits counseling capability, we have found that when people receive counseling before they withdraw their funds, they are 3 times more likely to preserve those funds than they would have been had they not received counseling. Now, while that might not be a silver bullet, it does make a material impact over time if more and more individuals do preserve, and as the retirement benefits counseling capability matures, not just for Sanlam, but across the industry and across various retirement funds.
That is very encouraging to hear, because that really is the intention of the what were originally called the McCarthy reforms, these default regulations that the industry and Treasury have been working on for such a long time, Varesh, is to try and nudge people into making the right decisions. And by what you're saying, based on the empirical research that you have at your disposal, this is working. Where are you seeing some of the challenges, perhaps, with the default regulations and their implementation?
Well, initially, when we conducted the survey in and around the end of Feb and the beginning of March this year across a number of standalone funds in the industry, we found that too high a proportion of the funds were not actually prepared for the implementation of the defaults. This is despite the regulations having been brought onto the table for discussion as far back as 2015. In fact, I think if you look back at some of the statements released by the FSCA, you'll find that their own website, where funds would need to apply for extensions to the implementation of the default, that website crashed in the days leading up to the implementation because of the number of standalone funds that were applying for exemptions. Now, at the Sanlam Benchmark event held earlier this year, we made the call that trustees of standalone funds have the fiduciary responsibility to improve the outcomes for their members and to use every single opportunity to optimize the likelihood of success. Mm. The fact that too many funds have not used this opportunity is a stain on the industry, but it's not too late.
It isn't
too
late.
Those standalone funds, absolutely, they can make the right decision at any point in time. And if they're not prepared to make the right decision and implement an ecosystem of defaults that improves outcomes, they need to seriously consider transitioning into an umbrella fund solution that does have such an ecosystem in place.
Especially at this time, Varesh, where we are seeing retrenchments on the rise, and therefore the likelihood of an employee being given the option to cash in their retirement savings rather than preserve or putting into an IRA of their own. And that is, as you said to your earlier point, really where we do make some of the worst financial decisions of our lives. That was Varesh Maharaj, actuary at Sanlam Corporate.